We're really familiar with the idea that everyone has a book inside them. So we started to think about this, the idea of everyone having a book inside them. And that book, that one book that everybody can write, is really the story of their life and what they've learned. And then we started to think about, well, what about a town? Does a town have a book in it? Does Wigtown have a book in it? And so by a kind of like odds and ends and steps and movements, we came up with the idea of the wisdom, the book of wisdom, the wisdom of Wigtown. How do we write the wisdom of Wigtown? Except by asking everybody who comes to Wigtown or lives in Wigtown what they've learnt in their life. And so we broke it down into four questions. We hope people will perhaps be able to answer all four, or maybe just one of those four or two. Again, it comes back to this idea of, have you learnt something that you can pass on? Because I think part of wisdom is somebody tells you something, they give you a wise saw, a piece of advice in your young life, and instead of discarding it, you actually find it's quite useful and maybe repeat it to someone else. And that's how wisdom gets passed on, if it is useful. And if it isn't, you discard it. So is there something that somebody told you early in life that actually proved to be useful? So we want to find that out. And then there's always the classic, imagine going back to being 18, what do you wish you knew? So if you're over 18, you can answer that question. I guess if you're under 18, it's an exercise in wishful thinking. But if you're over 18, what do you wish you knew? And from that, we move to the idea of a word. Often people have a word that they repeat to themselves when the going gets tough, when they feel they need to kind of reboot themselves or inspire themselves. So what's that word? What's your word? Could be a very simple word. And I think all of these things, don't be frightened of the average, of sounding uninspiring, because sometimes ordinary things are what move us or get us going. We're not really after things that are clever or witty or humorous, really. It's just true things, things that work for you. And the last one is, we want to collect what people say. It's never too late to ... So fill it in, you know, it's never too late to give up smoking, perhaps, or it's never too late to run naked along Wigtown Beach. So anyway, it doesn't have to be humorous or silly. It hopefully will be a serious and interesting thing. And the idea is we're doing this throughout the festival. So for the next 9 days, we're hoping to receive them by people, you know, writing them down and giving them to one of us organisers, or tweeting them, or sending them by email, or somehow getting them to us so that we can compile it over the next 9 days. And later we're going to turn it into a book, probably an e-book and maybe a small limited edition book. So, you know, the Wisdom of Wigtown, the book of the town, will appear.